My name is Audrey Lippert. I am 14 years old. Today is December 3rd, 2019, and I am speaking with Kim Lippert, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Westland, Oregon. So, Kim, what was your childhood like? Do you have any funny memories, friends, good stories?
I had a great childhood. I grew up just across the river in Oregon City. Tons of amazing memories of running around with the neighborhood kids, going on runs with my parents. I used to hate that they used to make me go on runs, which is kind of funny because I make you do the same thing. But we probably had a little less supervision than my kids have because both my parents worked full time. But I love to play sports, and it started at a young age, growing up in a neighborhood full of boys. We were always playing kickball in our front yard and organizing big flag football games and playing soccer. So I always loved playing sports, and I was the youngest of four kids in my family, so I was always trying to keep up with my older siblings. As I got older, that just transitioned to really falling in love with playing soccer, classic soccer, high school soccer. And I just had a ton of memories of traveling to different soccer tournaments, going to Canada, and then playing for my high school varsity team, which was an awesome experience.
So it sounds like you were really involved in sports. What were some of your favorites, and what other ones did you play?
So when I was young, I played all the sports. You name it, my parents put me in it. I did t-ball and went on to play boys baseball because my dad didn't want his daughter playing softball. I didn't start playing softball till I was in junior high. I just played on the boys team. And then I played soccer starting at 4 years old. And I also was a competitive swimmer. But my favorite sport for sure was soccer.
So what was it like being so involved in soccer? Did you make a lot of friends, go to tournaments? Was it anything like it is today?
In a lot of ways, it was exactly the same. We loved playing together with our friends. We would compete at tournaments that were local. We would qualify for tournaments that were out of state. And I remember loving those travel tournaments. I remember getting to stay with a host family in Canada for a soccer tournament when I was about 13 years old, and that was really fun. I would say that there are some differences because now sports are so competitive from a very young age, and it's more difficult for kids, I think, to play at the highest level and play multiple sports because everything's so specialized. And I see with you and your brother how many private training lessons you do and speed and agility training and different teams that you need to try out for from a very young age. So I do think it's more competitive now than it was when I was growing up.
Why do you think it is more competitive now? What's changed?
I don't know. I just think that parents are so excited about the opportunities for their kids, and they know how competitive it is when they get into high school. And so they feel like they need to make sure that they're giving their children all the opportunities to train at the highest level from a young age so that they will be able to make those higher level teams and make varsity and maybe even go on to college if their interest is there.
So do you have any advice for kids playing sports nowadays?
I would say keep it fun from the beginning. And as long as they're having fun, that's what's most important. At the same time, if as a parent you play competitive sports, it's really hard to not get super competitive with your kids. So my husband and I are always walking that fine line of encouraging our kids to try out for teams and do their best, but also remembering that they still are young and they're out there to just have a good time.
Has your love for soccer as a kid translated to now watching your kids play soccer?
Well, you, Audrey, played soccer until you were like 10, but aren't playing anymore. But your brother, Ryan, is still playing soccer, and he is definitely playing at a very high level. And it's just been amazing because I love the sport, and to see him love the sport probably even more than I did is just incredible.
What are some of the things that you would do at tournaments with your friends?
Laugh a lot, play soccer, meet new people, just probably some of the same things that you do at all your tournaments. Have a lot of fun.
What was high school like for you? Do you have any fond memories from teenage years?
Yes, high school was a blast. I had a great time. I remember meeting a lot of new people. I have a lot of great memories of playing high school varsity soccer and being on the swim team and going on to play varsity softball. I have kind of a funny memory of my friend Charmin and I being chronically late for softball practice. And then one time our coach finally said, "That's it, you're going to have to run the entire practice." And I remember running for 2 hours straight at like the slowest possible pace. It was almost slower than a walk. And it was kind of funny. You had to be there. But we just had a lot of fun. I can remember just tons of great memories with my friends. One funny story is when I was 16, my dad told me that he was going to buy me a new car. And I was super excited about what this new car might look like. I thought it was going to be a nice car. I don't know why I assumed that. But I remember being at my high school softball game and playing first base. And my best friend Charmin was in right field right behind me. And all of a sudden, my dad pulled up in this big brown Buick Skylark. And I turned to my friend Charmin in right field and I said, "Charmin, it can't be it. It can't be it." She's like, no, there's no way that car can be yours. And then turns out my dad pulls into the field, gathers all the other dads around, pops up the hood and is showing off this car saying, "This is a good, solid car. I don't have to worry about my daughter getting hurt in this car." So anyway, that was my first car, a 1984 Buick Skylark that we fondly named Turd. And we had lots of cruise sessions in Turd over the years.
What were some of the adventures you had in Turd?
Well, I can remember taking Turd downtown for some cruising in the downtown streets with all my friends. It became a running joke that there was all these fancy cars because that's what we used to do. We used to go downtown and cruise. I don't even know if that happens anymore. And we were in the big brown Buick Skylark. And even today, my friends and I joke about that car. It was a good, solid car and kept us very safe.
How long did you have the Turd for?
5 long years.
What did your friends like compare their cars to the Turd? How did their cars stack up?
They were a lot nicer. My friend Erica Frederick, she got a brand new Honda Prelude for her 16th birthday. So half of our friend group would be in the Prelude and half in Turd as we go downtown to cruise. She did end up wrecking the Prelude though, and I didn't wreck Turd, so it didn't work out as well for her.
What do you mean by cruising downtown? Like, what does that entail?
Oh, just getting all your friends in the back of your car and going in downtown Portland on a Friday night, rolling down the windows, listening to your 90s music, meeting new people. That was about it.
Sounds fun. Sounds like that you had a great childhood. Anything else you would like to add before we end?
Oh, I think that's about it. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you for your time.